Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day, another week in your presence, in your provision. Thank you, Lord, that you stooped down and you met us right where we were, and you lifted us up and you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Thank you for this wonderful journey of love, you drawing close, writing your laws on our hearts and our minds, and leading us to also help stoop down and help those around us, Lord. And Lord, we especially just pray for our children. Father God, thank you for that wonderful promise that the secret things belong to you, but when you reveal it to us, it's for us and our children's children. So thank you, Lord, that you bless our spiritual children and our natural children, Father God. And thank you for your mighty work here on this earth, lifting us up, bringing us into your beautiful love, perfect love that casts out all fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 6, verse 1 to 3. Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens, and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, when I came to the Lord gave me Isaiah 58, and it talks about the true fast. So a fast is when you separate yourselves from some things to draw close to the Lord. And there it speaks about the true fast as not hiding yourself from your own flesh, but giving yourself. And so I see that as something practical, something for the body. And then the second one, then it says there'll be certain blessings come upon your life. And then it also speaks about that. Don't point the finger and speak wickedly. And I see that as the soul realm. You've been touched, you've been lifted up by the Lord and blessed in every way as a child of the living God. Now you need to also bring the soul into line, you know. And where's this all coming? It's when we start waking up to the Sabbath rest, the goodness that God has provided for us in Christ now, which is according to what he predestined us to have, that we lost in Adam, but is now restored. So we're riding the heights together with the Lord. He's taken hold of us so as to wake up to his goodness so that he can come and live with us and we can enjoy him and we can experience. I think of that scripture, John 12, where it speaks about Jesus says, unless he falls into the ground, he remains alone. But if he falls into the ground, he will bear much fruit. And praise God, he has fallen into the ground. And then he tells us, how do we bear much fruit? Is we turn away from the world and we turn to him. And then he says, when we follow him, when we serve him in that way, in following him like disciples, he says, he will come live with us and the Father will honor us. So that's the place we are in now. We've turned from the world to look to Jesus, to follow Jesus as beloved disciples, as beloved children. Amen. Arise and shine. Be blessed and be a light in this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.